Okay, our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. First one being conditional use number 1942, Douglas L. Boozer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a motion put together for Mr. Boozer's application. I think you may recall there was no one that spoke in opposition to this application, and therefore, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use 1942 for Douglas L. Boozer for storage, maintenance, and a general office for contracting and excavating services based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, one, the proposed conditional use will provide a service to Sussex County residents and businesses. In addition to contracting and excavating, the applicant is a licensed septic installer. He also provides snow removal services for county businesses and residents. Two, the project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It is in the center of a predominantly wooded area, and there are no houses in close proximity to the use. Three, the operation of the business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise, since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application, and there were actually several letters in support of it. Five, this recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations. Them being, A, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. B, any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. C, the hours of operation shall be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. D, all loading areas, storage areas, and trash container areas shall be screened by the existing wooded vegetation currently located on the site, with a minimum vegetated buffer of at least 50 feet from all property lines. The buffer area shall be shown on the final site plan. E, as stated by the applicant, all repair work shall be performed inside of the building. F, all entrance and roadway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. G, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be maintained utilizing best management practices. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1942, Douglas L. Boozer, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.